going to be a foul against number 31, Cole Simmons, his third, team's fourth. Sitting down now for Caseville is Skylar Filliott. CPS inbounds this on the side right next to us, next to our booth here at midcourt. Nugent, top of the key. 1 minute remains in the third. Nugent dribbles all the way down to the right corner to Cooney, now right wing. He dribbles into the free throw line. Jump stop, feeds it over to number 23. Nice ball moving into Aaron Smith for two. It's back to a 14-point lead where we started this quarter with 44 seconds left. Kazefka, top of the key. Over to Denhoff, left wing. He dribbles into the lane, goes up for the shot, and he is fouled. And he's going to go to the line for two shots. Fouls against Tony Nugent, his second for CPS, and the third team foul. Denhoff has not attempted a free throw yet. He has not scored in this game yet. First free throw is up, and this one's good. Hate to jinx anyone here, but good free throw shooting from both teams thus far.
Oh, that did it right there.
I know. 44-31, CPS by 13, CPS by 12. Both free throws good for Denhoff. 35 seconds left in the third. CPS bringing it up across the court. Cooney feeds it down to a wide open. Number 23 goes to work. Smith is in for two. Smith with 11. Simmons with 20 seconds left across the timeline, left, right, across your radio for Caseville, trailing by 14 points. Simmons at the free throw line picks it up. Kazefka, right wing, dribbles down to the lane, and it gets stripped out of bounds, and it's going to be Caseville ball underneath the own hoop, right side of your radio, with 10.5 before the fourth quarter. Kazefka inbounds this for the white and red Eagles, and it says tipped. And this one goes into the basket, except there's a trash basket underneath the hoop. It goes right into the bag, 6 inches away from our microphone.
Justin Ritchie just scored, but I don't think that's going to count in the scorebook.
That's even a tougher basket to make than the one 10 feet up. Kazefka feeds it into number 25, and it's good. Beltspin for two. Nice inbound. Down to 12 points for CPS leading. Nugent to Cooney, half-court shot. It's up, and it's no good. And we have reached into the third quarter with CPS leading 46-34 on the WLEW Sports Network.
DS Services of Cass City is your number one source for farm and commercial grain bins, grain dryers, and material handling equipment. From minor repairs to updating facilities, site design, or brand new complete systems, they can handle it all. DS Services features Stormore grain bins, MCN Nico grain dryers, and Honeyville grain handling equipment, just to name a few of the more than 22 major equipment suppliers at their disposal. They've been providing solutions for farm and commercial grain facilities for nearly 30 years. They've done this by providing quality millwright work, crane rentals, a large parts inventory, and much more. With deep winter discounts going on, now is the time to get next year's projects into the schedule. For more information, visit dsservicesinc.com or call 989-872-3318. 989-872-3318. Grain storage is a great way to add more profit to your bottom line. Call DS Services today and let them show you why they truly want to add margin to your success.
Everybody get up.
To start the fourth quarter, Caseville has it. Left to right across the radio, they trail by 12, 34-46 over the CPS, under the CPS Tigers. Number 15 for Caseville dives to the lane from the left side, and this one gets stuck in between the backboard and the hoop, and this is going to be possession arrow to CPS. That's just unfortunate for Kyle Denhoff. Excuse me, Redwans. Here comes CPS. Nugent taking his time up the court. Now into the fourth quarter. Over left wing to Smith. To Hooper, top of the key, to Cooney, dribbling in and feeds it back down to the left block to Smith, wide open for two. Smith doing damage there in that left block. He has 13 of the night. Caseville doing work on the baseline, goes tipped out of bounds, last touch by CPS. Caseville ball underneath their own hoop.
Your stance.
7:06 left in the fourth, 34-48. CPS on top by 14 over Caseville. Caseville with the ball. Number 23 for Caseville has it. Falkenberg, and he traveled with it. That'll be the first turnover of the fourth quarter and the 13th of the night. Both teams with 13 turnovers in this game. Nugent facing a half-court trap defense from Caseville. Finally gets across the timeline to Smith, left wing, goes in for the layup from the left side, no good. Rebound to Caseville, and he can't get that one to go from number 24, Richie. Wide open layup from the right side for number 25. That one's in for two from Belts. He has 4 points, and it's back to that 12-point game. 48-36 CPS with the ball and the lead. 6.5 to go in the fourth. Cooney over to the left wing to Smith. Nugent, right wing. Right corner to Richie for the long two. This one's good. Justin Richie with 5 points after the 16-foot jump shot. We have a timeout called by Caseville with 6:11 left in the fourth with a 14-point deficit to CPS. And it's a 30-second timeout. We'll stick with you on the WLEW Sports Network. John Mooney, where are you seeing the second half thus far?
Well, as far as CPS is concerned, you know, they did weather that storm of Caseville's shooting barrage that came on after halftime. But I'll tell you what, Caseville is they were starting to warm up a little bit, everything, and like a good coach should do, they should go ahead and call timeout and slow them down a little bit. Yeah, 6:11 to go, and Caseville, they're not done yet. They just got to go ahead and hit the boards a little bit more, take care of the ball, but hit those nice outside shots. Take Skylar Fillion, take number 23, Justin Falkenberg, and feed them all they can eat. They're hot from three-point land.
6:09 left in the fourth. Caseville inbounds it. For the three, left corner, left wing is no good for Caseville coming out of that timeout from Falkenberg. And here comes CPS. 5:47 left in the fourth. 50-36, 14-point lead for the Tigers. Smith, left wing, breaks the press. Gets it back to Nugent. Dives in for the corner, and this one's actually stolen by Caseville underneath the basket. 14th turnover for CPS. Here comes Kazefka against Nugent. Going coast to coast. Goes up for the layup. Off balance. No good. Rebound. CPS, and it's actually tipped out of bounds. Apparently off a blue jersey. And it will be Caseville ball. Over to the right wing for number 12. Halkenberg takes the three. This one's short. And it's nearly saved by Fillion. And he throws it off of a CPS player to keep the possession alive. With 5:14 left in the fourth, Caseville continue this perennial possession in the fourth. Caseville inbounds underneath their own hoop, right side of your radio in the white jerseys. Feeds it right into number 25, and he gets hammered. Isaac Belts, even before he can go up for it. They're allegedly going to say it's on the floor as players came through the air. And it's going to be against number 24, Justin Ritchie for CPS. That's his first and the team's fourth. Caseville ball out of bounds.
Going to get your first foul. Make it a good one, I guess.
Isaac Belts inbounds for Caseville. Nothing going there. Finally finds Kazefka wide open underneath the basket. And the hook shot around, and the reverse layup is good. He has 14. It's back down to 12-point deficit for the Eagles. Nugent nearly across the timeline. Picks up his dribble over to Cooney. Still not across that timeout. We call a timeout called by CPS, a full timeout on the WLEW Sports Network, CPS 50, Caseville 38.
When you want the best selection of new Chevrolet pickups and GM-certified pre-owned cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs, head for Moore Shoreline Chevrolet Buick in Sebring. Moore Shoreline maintains one of the best in-stock selections of Chevrolet Silverados in the region, and their veteran sales representatives work hard to package the best factory and dealer incentives along with top trade-in allowances. And Moore Shoreline really shines with a service that continues long after the sale. It's what keeps loyal buyers coming back for regular maintenance and their next vehicle. Get your new Chevrolet and find new roads.